You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. The number of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin is far fewer than 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. Milwaukee and Madison have 14 drop boxes each. Racine has 7. Most places with drop boxes have 1. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. All 3 election workers in Westfield quit this week. About 800 people live in Westfield, which is just northeast of the Dells. They reportedly quit because of a dispute over a local recall election last month. The resignations come as early in-person voting begins next week. The Marquette County deputy clerk will run Westfield's November election. 24 Wisconsin high schools are getting new AEDs. Sudden cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death among young athletes. The WIAA is working with the National Federation of State High School Associations Foundation on the effort. AEDs can greatly increase the chances of survival when they're used right away. Wisconsin's Haunted House attractions offer a wide variety of thrills in the second half of October. State Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says a popular family-friendly draw is Jack-O-Lantern Nights at the zoo in Racine.
It's more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. They light up the night through the end of October, and they're intricately carved into cats and scarecrows and other Halloween shapes, and then they line the pathways and just dazzle the visitors.
There's more at travelwisconsin.com. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Those favoring a Racine County sales tax can look to Waukesha County, where a 0.5% sales tax has gained initial approval. A county board committee there pushed forward their plan yesterday. Racine County leaders are exploring a similar tax, which could generate significant revenue. A former Kenosha County school staff member has a preliminary hearing today. Anna Marie Crocker is facing child sex-related charges. She's been fired by the Silver Lake-Salem Joint School Board. The nursing program at Carthage College is set for an upgrade. It follows approval for a $1 million state grant to expand their lab facilities. Drivers in Milwaukee could see some traffic delays today. Vice President Kamala Harris is in the city for a campaign event with UW-Milwaukee students. After that, she'll continue campaigning in La Crosse and Green Bay. And this year's Christmas celebrations in Kenosha will be held across multiple parks. That includes Veterans Memorial, Navy Park, and Friendship Park. The Parks Commission has approved plans for the Lighten Up celebration and Christmas tree lighting, moving away from the previous location near the museum. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. So he did some one-on-one yesterday live, which is really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play tomorrow.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
Yeah, I think it's just a week-to-week focus. We've got to continue to get a week better. We've got to continue to practice really well. In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect, you know, what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Imitation is the highest form of flattery, so they say. If that is the case, here are 9 famous musicians who should be flattered by a new album from artist Halsey. Her 5th studio album is perfectly titled The Great Impersonator. The 30-year-old singer-songwriter mimics 9 artists, including Dolly Parton, David Bowie, Dolores O'Riordan, Cher, and Bruce Springsteen. The Great Impersonator is available for download October 25th. Casting Al Pacino as Michael Corleone in The Godfather had a ripple effect of people almost getting fired, including Al Pacino and director Francis Ford Coppola, who fought to get Pacino in the film over the studio's choice, which was Robert Redford. Pacino said it was Coppola changing the schedule so he could film the scene where Michael kills the Turk and McCluskey in the Italian restaurant so he could show it to studio executives at Paramount because he knew they'd love it. They did, and history was made. Pacino's book Sonny Boy, a memoir, is available October 22nd. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld regrets saying it was the extreme left that killed comedy. He changed his position on his polarizing words and said they aren't true, according to Variety. Seinfeld appeared on Tom Papa's Breaking Bread podcast and equated his statements about political correctness in comedy to moving the gates on a ski hill, which barely made sense. Speaking of the filthy rich, if you haven't spent all your Christmas money already on autographed Bibles, gold hoop shoes, and cheap watches, Taylor Swift has announced that she will release new products before Black Friday to help people with their Christmas shopping and put a little walking around money in her own pocket. Swift will release an anthology edition of her latest album, Tortured Poets Society, on CD and vinyl, as well as an Eras tour book. The vinyl album will run you $60, but that price includes a 12x12 poster. It may sound tiny, but it's actually the perfect size for any tree fort. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season 3, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 64 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 69. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.